Preparations are underway for a visit by Pope Benedict to the small, religiously diverse nation of Lebanon, home to 18 official sects. Christians have lived in these lands for some 2,000 years, starting before Islam began, but post-war events in Iraq and the developments of the so-called Arab Spring have some Christians here concerned for the future.
I'm afraid for my children and my children's children, but at this moment, I'm not scared.
We're afraid of Syria and Lebanon becoming another Iraq.
Iraqi Christians suffered during sectarian violence after the fall of longtime dictator Saddam Hussein, and many fled the country. Paul Salem is the director of the Carnegie Middle East Center.
The situation of the Christians in the Middle East was more stable, more secure, at least on the surface. Certainly the Arab world still, you know, lived under dictatorships and authoritarian governments, and people complained about that. But also there was a kind of stability there.
Archbishop Issam Darwish of Zahle, a Christian stronghold in Lebanon, hopes the Pope can ease some of those tensions with his message of peace. He worries the days of peaceful coexistence are slipping away.
We are afraid for the church because the extremism, the Wahhabi, now they are in Lebanon and Syria everywhere, and I don't think so. They believe in the coexistence between Christian and Muslim.
The pontiff is expected to address the conflict in Syria, which has divided Lebanese Christians. And it's likely he will appeal to Lebanese Christians, who include Maronite Catholics, Greek Orthodox, and others, not to leave their homeland.
One, in a way, Achilles' heel that Christians in the Arab world have is they have, in a way, an easy exit. It's easier for them simply to move, to emigrate, to go to the West, to get a visa, and so on.
Pope Benedict will also use his Lebanon trip as an example of religious tolerance by meeting with heads of Muslim communities, most of which are welcoming his visit. Paige Kolick for VOA News, Beirut, Lebanon.